So good morning, everyone. All of you who are not at a Super Bowl party. And welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I'm Reverend Jennifer Spear. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. Yeah, I hear someone say it's not until this afternoon. I know, but it takes some people a long time to get prepared, apparently. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome to our service also. So I invite you right now to join me in reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what each of us is doing in this room here, is we are awakening to that divine presence that lives within us, that one infinite presence that is the very activity and fabric that is love and peace and wholeness and power. And we are coming to understand and feel and sense that that presence lives within us, that it lives within us and expresses through us. When we are conscious of it, especially, it expresses through us in a greater way. So we are owning the truth that peace is within us all the time, owning the truth that power is ours, owning peace and love and wholeness, because then when we move out into the world, we move out into the world as a beneficial presence. We take something different with us when we go out into that world. We take more peace and more kindness and more love and generosity and goodwill and connectedness with everyone. As we do that, we not only affect our lives and affect those particular interactions, but because we are all connected to everyone and everything, it actually affects the whole. So it spreads out like ripples on the pond, bringing spirit into this world in a greater way. So I thank each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path to the fact that you have said yes to that call within you. And so on the podium with me today, the platform, our practitioner, Barbara Konitz. She's going to lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. Stacy Robbins and Seth are here today. Thank you. Stacy will be leading us in the prayer chant. I open up. I invite you to either sing along or just take those words in, but I invite you right now just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, to find that place within that is the place of your own beingness rather than the doingness of your life, and just to rest there.
And I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat, with every breath I take. In the stillness, in the silence, I feel the light inside of me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat, with every breath I take. In the stillness, in the silence, I feel the Spirit surrounding me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. I open up and I find me.
I turn within to the place where the presence of the One Life dwells. It is a space within where the mind and heart know only the oneness of life. And in this moment, I know that the one power, the one mind, and the eternal life of God is here right now, surrounding and expressing through us and through all of creation. Spirit's life is the ever-present presence that clothes the essence of all with its love. This eternal life is our consciousness. It is the heart of our being and stimulates our creative mind to experience the wonders of joy, of beauty, and of love. And as the divine life fills our minds and hearts, I know the one life of spirit is reflected in this service today and in all people everywhere. And so knowing that we are all one with each other and with divine life, I bless Reverend Jennifer and her message. I bless Living Beyond Limits and everyone here today and all people around the world. I bless Stacy and Seth, and I give thanks for the good we experience in our life, and so it is. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you here today. The reading today is from Unlimited Visibility by Stephanie Sorensen. The realm of infinite possibilities belong to all of us. Ernest Holmes wrote this in his Declaration of Science of Mind Principles.
We believe in the incarnation or the presence of the one life in all. He continues to say that everyone may become a revealer of truth. And as we move through our life and each day, we become a revealer of the truth of spirit. Each of us can impart unlimited wealth, boundless creativity, and richly rewarding activities. There is no spiritual reason why anyone cannot live the life of their dreams. There is no spiritual precedent for anyone to be sick, poor, lonely, or unfulfilled. There is no reason in heaven. So what reason on earth are we letting get in our way? If all are permitted to use the power and creativity of the universe, then everyone has the potential to live a full and rich life. We are created in the image and likeness of an unlimited, powerful creator, and this creator within us can do all things. It can overcome any obstacle in our mind, in our body, and in our affairs. It is the infinite power that creates riches, gives love and peace, and inspires purpose. It gives to all equally and boundlessly. Everyone can live a good life through recognizing and utilizing their spiritual potential and power. And so it is.
And so it is.
Well, welcome to our fourth week of celebrating the season for nonviolence. And so we are spending this time during this season talking about ways to create peace, ways to create peace in the world, and ways to create peace in our lives, and of course, ways to create peace within ourselves, because as you know, all of those things are connected to each other. And to me, peace means much more than just a lack of war or a lack of conflict. Because in order to have peace, people must have their basic needs met. And in order to have peace, people need to have a sense of belonging, and people need to feel connected to each other. There needs to be equality and justice. All of that creates the foundation for peace. And in order to have peace, for people to have peace, those things must be in place also. Cynthia Bourgeau, who is a modern-day mystic, Episcopal priest, and theologian, said, "In terms of the spiritual journey, trying to find faith with the intellect is something like trying to play a violin with a saw. It's simply the wrong tool for the job. This is one reason why all religious traditions have universally insisted that religious life cannot be done with the mind alone. That is the biggest single impediment to spiritual becoming. A spiritual life is lived by listening to our heart and by listening to our spirit. It gives us very different information than what our intellect and what our ego gives us. A spiritual life is lived by listening to our heart and our spirit and then allowing that to be the thing that guides us in our lives. And so, as spiritual beings, we do not want to have war on this planet. In fact, we want to have peace in the world. And we want people to have enough food, and enough water, and enough shelter. We want people to feel safe and secure and like they belong and like they're valuable. And we want to live in a just society. One that doesn't say one sex is more valuable than another, or one race or one ethnicity is more valuable than another, or one body size or one age is valuable than another. We want to live in a society where there is equality and equity, where everyone is valuable. And yet, we can look around right now around us and what's going on in the world, and we can see lots of places where that foundation for peace does not exist. We see war happening in the world. We see places where there is racial and gender disparity. We see people living in poverty and people living in homelessness. We have climate change and dishonesty amongst our politicians and sometimes in the media. None of those things lend themselves to peace. In fact, they create just the opposite of peace. They create distress and uncertainty and fear inside of us. But the problem is not just that those things are going on in the outside world. The problem is also is that we feel impotent to change it. We feel impotent to do anything about a lot of those things because we don't know what to do. And because we don't know what to do, sometimes then we just don't do anything. Or maybe we take those things that are bothersome and we kind of put them out of our conscious awareness and just sit back and wait for someone else to come in and someone else to take care of it and do something about it. But what if right now, in this moment, with everything that's going on in the world, what if you are being invited to listen to your heart and to listen to your spirit, what its hopes are and what it longs for? What if right now you are being invited to listen to the hopes and the dreams and the desires of your heart and your spirit? And then to allow those dreams and longings to be the thing that motivates what it is that you do in this world. What if you are being invited to listen to your heart and that quiet yet incessant pull of your spirit, and then to heed its vision in this world? And what if you're being called then to affirm that together with the power of spirit and the power of humanity, that together we already have what we need to accomplish all of that? We already possess that. And then what if you are actually being called to stretch a little bit and to go beyond what you've already done in ways of creating peace in the world, and to actually add something new to what it is that you're doing that supports that vision of your spirit and of your heart, that supports that vision of peace and the foundation for peace, that supports creating a world that works for everyone? I have a reading for you. It's called The Need for Lights. Benjamin Franklin wanted to interest the people in Philadelphia in street lighting. He did not call a town meeting, nor try to persuade people by talking about it. He acted upon what he thought was a good idea. He hung a beautiful lantern on a long bracket in front of his house. He kept the glass polished and carefully trimmed the wick every evening at the approach of dusk. The lamp helped the people see the pavement ahead of them and feel more secure at night. Others began placing lights in front of their houses. Soon, Philadelphia recognized the need for streetlights. Be the one today to light up your neighborhood with the light of life. Let it shine. Let your light shine today. It's not about what we talk about. It's not about necessarily just what we think about, although our consciousness is powerful. It is also about what we do in the world, what our physical actions are. Thomas Merton, who was a Trappist monk, a mystic, a theologian, and a social activist, said, "Love is our true identity. We do not find the meaning of life by ourselves alone. We find it in another. We find the meaning in life, not just by ourselves, but in our connection with other people. And oftentimes when we see things that are unjust in the world, when we see things that aren't right in the world, that motivates us more than when we feel comfortable, uncomfortable on the inside. Sometimes our saying, that isn't right, is the thing that motivates us to actually stand up and to do something different, along with that vision that we hold in our hearts and in our spirits. So our desire to create a just world, a world that works, that desire enables us to step out of our complacency. When we see things in the world, that pulls us out of our complacency and pulls us out of the comfort of the little world that we've created for ourselves where all is happy and all is safe and all is well. It calls us, those things in the world call to our hearts to be the change we wish to see in the world. Because we are awakened spiritual beings, we want to be a beneficial presence. Because we are awakened, we want to be part of the change for good in this world. And we each have deep longings, longings to live in alignment with our spiritual values. Those spiritual values, the things that we think are important, to stand and to live from our spiritual principles, like love and inclusion and oneness, like integrity and equality. And every single one of us in this room, we do that. We do that. And we do it to the best of our ability. And we really attempt to live our lives that way every single day in all that we do. We each and every one of us, to the best of our ability, demonstrate that in our everyday living. And yet, Eric Butterworth tells us, you are not done yet. You are never done yet. You are always continuing to unfold. Ernest Holmes said, the latent divinity within us stirs our imagination, and because of its insistent demand, it impels and compels our growth. Each time we step out of our comfort zone, each time we allow the world to call to our hearts and our souls to stand up for justice or equality or love or inclusion or whatever the good is that you're naming, when we stretch a little bit, that causes us to growth. And it's the call of our own heart and soul that causes that. So that quote from Ernest Holmes means that actually our divine nature is always compelling us forward on our path. It's always compelling us to give way to our own divine nature, calling us to stretch, to break through whatever those barriers are that we've created for ourselves in our thinking. Our spirit, that within us, is always calling us to express our divine nature in a greater way than we ever have before. And one of the ways that we are stretched, one of the ways that that divine life stretches us, is through our discomfort. Because that discomfort, when we see things in the world that aren't okay, is a divine discomfort. It's a divine discomfort when it's not sitting well with our souls. And so John Pavlovitz, who is a pastor, a writer, and an activist in Wake Forest, North Carolina, he was named Spiritual Hero of 2022 in the Science of Mind magazine. I am on an email list of his, and I often get emails that he sends, and he is always a little bit pushed past the edge and challenging and just stretches us, and sometimes in a provocative and maybe a little bit of sarcastic way, he's just kind of on the edge. He's a 25-year veteran of a local church ministry. He's committed to equality, diversity, and justice, both inside and outside of faith communities. So this email started with, where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels and I don't see them on the TV shows. That's the song of Jack Johnson, if you don't know those lyrics from the song. He says, at times like these, it can seem like the darkness is winning. You can look around and simply be overtaken by all that seems so not right in the world. The cruelty, the bitterness, and the rising tide of enmity that will not relent. You can begin to sink beneath it all, wondering whether or not there are any good people still here. You can easily drown in that despair. Take heart, dear friend. It is not that the good people are gone. It is just that too many of them have gone silent. They, like you, have watched this tragic chapter unfolding and increasingly feel they are powerless to do anything. Like you, they feel alone and hopeless and outnumbered, a product of sustained urgency and incessant threat. They, too, are holding their breath and covering their eyes and waiting for the good people to show up and twist the plot. Stop waiting already. You are the good people. You are the one who can step from the shadows and tell the darkness that it has had the run of the house for long enough. It is you who can send the brilliant floodlight of hope streaming into the shadowed places from where it had been vanquished. It is only a matter of opening your mouth and releasing the truest of your truth without fear or hesitation or decorum. It is in you moving from looking for hope on the horizon to finding it in the mirror. Whenever our world has lost its way and abandoned its humanity and succumbed to terror, it has happened when people of decency and compassion refuse to raise their voices, when they believed the lie that their silence was of no consequence, when they became saddened but complicit spectators, when they were exhausted into apathy. These are in danger of becoming such days, my friends. You must risk the slings and arrows of both strangers and siblings, speak directly into the bloated, contorted face of hatred until it hears you and cannot ignore you. Don't be badgered into believing that love must always be stoic, dignified defense posture, that it must be quiet and placid in its work. Love is the most powerful force on the damn planet, so wield it like a sword. Make your mark deep into the terrible things in the path. If you have a shred of strength left, then stand and shout out every word within your bleeding heart as if your life depended on it, because it does. If not your physical self, then the much deeper the one you sit with in the quiet, the one who lays beside you in the middle of the night, the one who allows you to sleep, the one who sees into you and knows whether or not you did all you could to make this world less horrible while you were here. Yes, these are dark days, but they needn't be so dark. You would bring the dawn if you would open your mouth and speak with clarity. Raise your voice. Speak for justice and equality and unity until they can be heard above the crackling, hissing din of fear. Yes, there are still good people in this place. You are one of them. So don't let silence be your greatest sin. We have many good people. We have many loud people. We desperately need more of both. Now go, be good, and be loud. And so, yes, loud means speaking up for what is right, speaking up and voicing what you believe in, but it also means your actions. It also means what you do with your hands and your feet, rather than just what you think. And so the title of my talk today is Heart and Feet. And I'm talking about the fact that you are each called to listen to your heart and to listen to your spirit, and then to have that be the form, the thing that informs your actions, that informs your behaviors, that informs what it is that you do in the world. And yes, to follow that with prayer. To follow the prayer then with actions. And not just the actions that have already become easy to you. You know, the one like holding the door for the person going into the restaurant or being kind to the person that you're standing in line at the grocery store with. To follow that through with your actions, not just the ones that become easy, not just the ones that you have already mastered, but instead the ones that cause you to stretch and to grow a little bit. And so I invite you to close your eyes for a moment right now. And to pick one of those spiritual principles that you stand on. One of those spiritual principles that you think is very important, that speaks to your heart, and that speaks to your spirit. Maybe it's love. Maybe it's unity. Maybe it's integrity or honesty. Maybe it's justice or equality. Maybe it's oneness or inclusion. Maybe it's abundance. But right now, just choose one of those spiritual principles that is important to you, that you stand on. And then holding that, ask yourself, your highest self, the one within you that has no fears, that has no bounds, that knows no boundaries, that is just the living spirit, boundless itself, to ask that part of you, what one new thing or one action or one behavior can I do this week that brings that principle into action in a greater way? What is one thing that I can do? One new thing. A new behavior, a new action, to bring that into the world in a greater way. And I invite you to open your eyes. And so as part of the Season for Nonviolence, I have a paper that's 64 ways to create greater peace in the world. And I'm going to share a couple of those with you. One of them was drive with tolerance and patience. Talk less, listen more. Tell someone how much they mean to me. Practice praise rather than criticism. Refuse to gossip. Be aware of what I talk about. And so if you have an answer that you got of how you can bring your principle to the world in a greater way, hold on to that. If you didn't, live in that question this week. How can I bring whatever that principle you decided on, what can I do? How can I bring that into the world in a greater way through my actions? Through my behaviors? What can I do that's new, that I haven't already mastered, that isn't already easy, and to allow that to stretch you a little bit? Live in that question, because that is the next step on your spiritual path. That is the next step of your spiritual growth. That is how spirit unfolds through you in a greater way. That is how you create an opening within yourself for more light to come into the world. And so my invitation to you this week is to give voice to your spirit. Give voice to that power for good. Give voice to those principles that you deem important, like equality and love and inclusion, whatever those are, integrity, the ones that you stand on. Give voice to those things through your actions. and do one new thing this week that you have not done before to create a greater foundation for peace in this world. And keep practicing the ones that you're already doing. And give yourself a pat on the back for how far you've come, how much you've grown, how many of those qualities and characteristics of spirit you already bring into the world. Because I know every one of us in this room, we have grown so much. And we commit to this path and deem it important to us in our lives. And so I thank each one of you for that. And yes, add another one. And stretch a little. And be the change you wish to see in the world. And as a result, together, we will be creating a greater foundation for peace in this world. We will each be living with soul purpose, giving voice to our own divine nature, deepening our spiritual life, and being the change we wish to see in the world. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you bring that divine presence into this world in a way that is so beautiful and so magical and so profound and that makes such a difference everywhere you go. Thank you for that.
And so it is.
So it is. So, I have a song I want to share with you that I wrote for myself. This song, to me, was to tell myself and remind myself, you are strong. You are powerful. You don't have to believe the lie that society has told you, that whoever has told you, that you don't have the power to change your life, because you do. And that you, as you accept your path and who you are in this world as an individual, because we are all individual, that you are going to be all right, no matter what happens. And that you are beautiful just the way you are, and strong, and that you have the power to change your life. I am strong, I am powerful, filled with the strength of God. Not caught up in what is good, bad, right or wrong. My heart is opened up to truth. I don't have to jump through no hoops. I let my strength come flowing through me and know I'ma be alright. Every single time. I am great. Whoa, I am whole. Living life with peace. What I think is not all of me, it's simply what I believe. I keep the truest parts of me and let go of conditioning. I wake up and accept the truth through the knowing of who I am. It's greater than I understand. 'Cause I'll raise the energy up and up and up and up and up. I choose to be who I'm meant to be in this moment now. Why do I have to believe the fable that I don't have the power? I realize who I am today. Accept my holy place in faith and know that I am doing great as I'm living my life. 'cause every moment I'm alive, I'm gonna thrive. I'll let go of beliefs and know that I'm gonna be alright. That I'm gonna be alright. With love and light in my life. That I'm gonna be alright.
And now it's time for our affirmation. So if you would join me, I listen to the highest call of my heart and spirit. It informs my behaviors. Today I stretch and follow the call of actions and serve my heart's. And so it is.
So I have a couple of invitations for you as a way to participate in this family. One is Yvonne McLaughlin's Celebration of Life has been scheduled. It's going to be March 12th on a Sunday at 1 o'clock. Lunch will be served that day. So they are asking for RSVPs, so I created a sign-up sheet in the back. So if you are planning to come, will you please RSVP? You don't have to tell me today, but she wants to know at least a week before so that she will know how much food to have. It's going to be at the Grand in Long Beach. Also, if you have not yet signed them, there are two cards back there, one for Yvonne's daughter and one for her husband that you can sign. There are also a basket of little 3x5 cards that we are inviting everyone, if you'd like to write a memory that you have of Yvonne or something about Yvonne that was special to you on that card, and we're going to give those all to her daughter and her husband. And so I was actually texting with her daughter last night, and I've been very concerned about her husband because I think all of you know that he has Alzheimer's and he's doing really well. She says he's happy, he's doing really well, he is going out with her daughter every day and taking the dogs for a walk. They're going back and forth, staying at her house and his house, but he's doing really, really well. Sometimes he remembers Yvonne and sometimes he doesn't, but he's happy. And isn't that all we could ask for? So I'm so, so, so delighted because I was concerned that he'd be very distressed, and he's not, so that's really awesome. Also, just to let you know, speaking of this topic today about doing, is that we are going to start on the fifth Sundays this year, which the next one coming up is April 30th. We're going to be doing community outreach projects together instead of doing this here. So if anyone would like to get involved in finding out what kind of things are available for us to do on April 30th, I would invite that. Come talk to me. But we're looking for, we can join another group that's already doing something, or we can do something on our own. But it's on a Sunday. We're going to do it the fifth Sundays of this year. We're going to do community outreach. Fifth Sundays of this year. And the other ones, just to check in on Meetup and to say that you're coming and to follow us on Facebook. Our Sunday talks are available online. And they come out on Monday and share them with friends. That's so it. So I invite you to repeat after me. The love and light of spirit are within me now. I own it and I share it. I am it. I am a beneficial presence. And so it is. So today is the first day begins our new having an extra 15 minutes in here, so we don't have to be out of here until noon. So if you're not rushing off to a football game, I invite you to visit before we start cleaning things up. Spend 15 minutes visiting each other.